Just to explain, if you're not familiar with it, we consider dedication is a good opportunity to celebrate and give thanks to God, recognizing that children are a blessing from God. It's a time for parents to come with their child before God, before their family and friends, and acknowledge their commitment, their dedication to bring their children up in the knowledge and ways of God within our Christian community. So we're going to be asking them some questions, and hopefully they'll answer and say we will. And then also we'll be asking us as friends, family, a faith community here for some responses as well, some promises we'll make in supporting the family. So it's also an opportunity for us to pray for Zion, to pray over his life. And we also have some friends who are going to pray for him as well, Rob and Alex. And it's also a time for us to pray for the whole family, isn't it? And, you know, we've known Grace and Sam since they were children. And it's been lovely to see them and their heritage, that we know they've both got a Christian heritage. We know their families well, who are prayed for them, who've dedicated them when they were little. And now it's their turn to dedicate their children. So would you like to come up and... let's have a look at Zion in his cool outfit. And have you ever seen hair that is so styled as Zion? He's quite unique, isn't he? And I was sorry to hear that. His own unique way of crawling, if you ever saw that, a sort of, what was it, a sort of commando type of one arm crawl. I loved that. I loved that because you're so unique. So, we're going to hand over to Mark in a minute to do that in response. But first of all, you'll notice on your sheet that there is a verse that Mark's going to speak about from Psalms later. And it's very special to Sam and Grace. So Sam's just going to tell us a little bit about that.
So this is just two verses that me and Grace regularly pray over Zion. It means a lot to us. So I'll just read it out. It just says, those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be shaken but endures forever. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people both now and forevermore. And that's like our prayer for Zion, is that he will always trust the Lord and that he'll have a faith that won't be shaken. So I just wanted to share that really, because that's something that means a lot to us, and we pray over Zion quite regularly. So, yeah, just pass that on.
Thank you, Sam. Alex and Rob, would you like to come up and join us? And, you know, I felt quite moved praying for Zion this morning early on, thinking, you know, so many kids are brought up in sad homes, aren't they? We don't know how they're going to end up. Yes. But you, who has a lot to say, have a lovely home and a lovely family. So it's our privilege to dedicate Zion. So, and it shows, doesn't it, when we have lots of babies born, and Alex's wife is going to have a baby tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
So we're all about babies here. So Mark's going to lead us in the next bit.
Thank you. Sam, Grace. I'm going to ask you if you will promise some things in dedicating Zion, and your answer is, we will. In dedicating Zion to the Lord, do you promise to pray for him, teach him about the love of God and how much God loves Zion? With God's help, will you endeavor to lead him to know Jesus for himself? And in your home, will you model the Christian life of love in your speech and your action?
We will.
That's great.
Okay, I'm going to pray. That's all right, Phoebe. We love your dress. I'm going to pray for Zion, and then Alex and Rob, friends of the family, are going to pray for him as well. Okay, Zion, I'm going to put my hand on you. You might not like it, but you'll get used to it. How many it is. No. Yeah. Lord, I thank you for Zion. I thank you for this lovely, unique little life who's brought us so much joy. I thank you for all that he's brought to the family, to friends and our wider community here. How, Lord, he makes us smile when we see him. How he fills us with love, Lord, and he reminds us of you. And I have a verse for you, Zion, that I just had when I was praying for you. And it's a verse from the Bible. And it says, the Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding. And I pray that into your life, Zion, that you will grow up in school with friends and as a man to be full of wisdom, that your family will look to you because you will have wise words. And we pray that by the power of you, Jesus. Amen.
Lord, we do thank you that you are a father. Lord, we thank you that Zion has been fearfully and wonderfully made by you. Lord, that you know absolutely everything about him even now, the number of hairs that are on his head. You know his innermost thoughts even now. And so, Lord, we pray that Zion would come to know and understand in his heart the love that you have for him in Christ. Lord, that you sent his son, your son, Lord, to be sacrificed. Lord, to save and rescue him. And Lord, we pray that he would understand this. Lord, we pray for him as he grows up, Lord, that we know that he's growing up in a tough world. Lord, he will be wrestling with different things, different trials, different temptations. But Lord, we pray that in those moments he would know and he would be understand your grace and your mercy upon him. Lord, that if he's in Christ, he is your beloved son. Lord, that you sent your son into the world while we're still sinners and you died for us. And Lord, we pray that he would know this in those times when he fails, because we know that he will, as we all do. Lord, we pray that he would grow up as a courageous Christian, Lord, a warrior in the faith, someone who is unashamed to say that he belongs to Jesus. Lord, someone who is hungry for you, someone who desires you, someone who is willing to see you glorified in all that he does, that he puts you first in everything. Lord, we just pray that even now, by your Spirit, you will be with him, that you will be working in his life and drawing him to yourself. Father, we pray for Sam, Grace, and Phoebe. Lord, we thank you for this beautiful family that hold you so dearly and are a great witness for you. Lord, we pray for Sam and Grace as parents, as they cling to the truths of your word. Lord, may their roots run deep in their relationship with Christ and in each other. Lord, so that their marriage and their parenthood would continue to be built on firm foundations. Lord, through the ups and downs, Lord, I pray that they would know your goodness and your mercy and your grace and just guide them by your Spirit. Lord, we pray for Grace as a mother. Lord, we pray that she would know that she's doing an amazing job. Lord, that she is an inspiration to so many mums as she tries to manage work, family, uphold relationships with friends. Lord, I pray that she would know that she is a great mom. Lord, I pray that she would look and rely on you as she seeks to raise Phoebe and Zion to know you as Savior. Lord, we pray for Sam. Lord, if Zion turns out to be half the man that Sam is, then Lord, help us all. Lord, we pray that he would find time in his busy moments to find those precious family times, Lord, as he seeks to wrestle with work and all everything else that he does, Lord, that he would seek the best for his family. And Lord, we thank you for Phoebe. And Lord, we know that she's got a loving heart. And Lord, I pray that it's clear to see that she cares so deeply for Zion now. And Lord, I pray that would just continue as they grow in friendship with one another. Lord, I thank you for this family, and I pray that you will be with them. Lord, I pray first and foremost that they will put you first and foremost. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks, Rob. God, what a wonderful, amazing day this is. We stand here and celebrate with Sam, Grace, and Phoebe's Arms dedication. I first want to thank you for the faith-filled, Jesus-loving family Zion has been born into. We want to lift up Sam and Grace because it is within this strong, beautiful family Zion can be inspired and encouraged in his faith by how he sees his mummy and daddy live out theirs. I thank you that through life's ups and downs, Sam and Grace personally know what it is to have your amazing grace, your faithfulness, your forgiveness, and your never-ending faith and love right beside them. I pray that this selfless model of life Sam and Grace are cultivating in their marriage overflows and builds long-lasting foundations in Zion's life. I pray that upon these secure foundations, Zion grows up knowing the faithfulness of God in his own life and that the power of the Holy Spirit will keep him rooted in the pursuit of Jesus. Now, me and Zaki, we read Jonah 2 last night, and we have done for the last few nights. And it's an amazing prayer from Jonah, and we just want to kind of read it out. It's Jonah 2. From inside the fish, Jonah prayed to the Lord his God. He said, In my distress, I called out to the Lord, and he answered me. From the deep of the realm of the dead, I called for help, and you listened to my cry. You hurled me into the depth, into the very heart of the seas. And the current swirled around me. All your waves and breakers swept over me. I said, I have been banished from your sight, yet I will look again towards your holy temple. The engulfing waters threatened me. The deep surrounded me. Seaweed was wrapped around my head. To the roots of the mountains I sank down. The earth beneath barred me forever. But you, Lord my God, brought me my life up from the pit. When my life was ebbing away, I remembered you, Lord, and my prayer rose to you, to the holy temple. Those who cling to the worthless idols turn away from God's who love for them, but I will shout you of grateful praise. What I have vowed, I will make good. I will say salvation comes from the Lord. God, I thank you that when we feel surrounded by the uncertainty of life, that is when we are surrounded by you. We cannot predict exactly everything that will happen to Zion's life, but thank you so much for showing us through this prayer that there is absolutely nowhere Zion can run without being surrounded by you. Amen.
Thank you, guys. Amen. Well, who knew just standing here would be so stressful? You're doing very well. You're coping very well, aren't they? And it's our turn now. Everybody here has an influence on the lives of this family. They're special to so many of us, whether it's your direct family, whether you're special friends, whether you're part of church here, and we all get to influence them. So it's our turn to make some promises. So when you stand and with me and just show support for them if you can. And I'm going to ask you some questions, and hopefully you'll be able to say, we will. Only you'll shout it in a really loud, supportive way. And then in a minute, children, I'm going to ask you a question if you're under 12. So this is for adults, really, but I'm going to ask you in a minute as well. Okay. You all have an influence on Zion, Phoebe, Grace, and Sam. Will you support them, helping them in any way that you're able to? Will you encourage them in the way you speak to them, in what you say to them, and in your actions towards them? Will you walk alongside this family, speaking well of them and continually loving them? And everybody said,
we will.
That was good. That was good. Okay, children, this is for you. So if you're under 12, give me a shout. Hey. Okay, that's you. Children, will you be a friend to Zion? Will you share with him? Will you show kindness to him? And will you love him? And all the children said, we will. Okay, children? We will. Okay, we're getting there, we're getting there. Okay, please take your seats. Right, just going to say a short prayer for us all to help us to do that. Lord, we pray that as we've committed Zion to you, that Sam and Grace have decided that their children are going to be brought up in a Christian home. Help us to support them, Lord, in their hopes and dreams for their children. Help us to support them, Lord, in the way that we've acknowledged we will, and to always show them your love. In Jesus' name, amen. Right, give them a clap. Well done. That's for you. And I'm sure they'll get back up here later if you want photos.
Okay, everyone. Now, one of the things that we love to do here when we have a dedication is to create a memory for whoever's been dedicated. So for Zion today. And we have a canvas at the front, which is a tree, but it has no leaves on it. And what we do, we ask anybody at all who wants to contribute to this to come out, and we'll take your fingerprints or your thumbprint. That's usually the thumb, isn't it? We don't use them for any other purposes other than just making that. So come as families, that's fantastic. And choose a colour and make your print. And if as a family or as an individual, if you're old enough to write, you've done it. If you just pop your name on the sheets, a couple of sheets over there, so in the future Zion can know, and Sam and Grace and Phoebe can know who it was that popped their thumbprints on there. Okay, so we'll sing together for as long as it takes to do this. So please come and do that as soon as ever you can. I'm guessing if we stand together, it makes it easier for you to walk out, doesn't it? So come on, let's stand. We're going to sing In Christ Alone, My Hope Is Found. And as we do that, as soon as we start, just come out now if you want to. And let's make this tree. Christ alone, my heart is found. He is my life, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are still, when striving cease. Scribble me, for I am his, and
You have no rival. You have no rival. Mine.
Please take a seat, everyone. We're going to have a time of prayer. I think Jeff and Hugh are going to lead us in that. So over to you guys. Come to the front. Thank you. Pray with us.
I have a number of grandchildren here this morning with me, and we are blessed to have our family here in the main today. But it's actually Sam, my grandson, that's going to say our prayers this morning, and I'm just going to say some more at the end.
Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for our friends and families. We especially thank you today for baby Zion. Thank you for his wonderful world you have made us. Thank you for the birds and animals, the flowers, the trees, the mountains and lakes. Thank you for his season of harvest. Thank you for the crops that have been grown and our food and the conkers we find. Thank you for creating everything we see. Thank you for our mums, dads and our teachers. Help us to be kind to each other and help us to take care of all you have created. Amen.
The theme of our prayers has been thankfulness, and just let's spend a few quiet moments thanking God for the things that we can be thankful for. We especially remember those across the world affected by the recent flooding and hurricanes, and those affected by war and famine, and those who may have lost loved ones. Thank you for all those who bring emergency aid and medical services. And we pray for your hand, Lord, to be upon each situation, bringing comfort and peace. We pray for our nation at this time, particularly our government, in the difficult negotiations that lie ahead with Europe. And we pray for great wisdom at this time. We pray for our own communities, whether we've come far or whether we're near today. And we pray for opportunities that we might have to reach out with your love, Lord, in practical and spiritual ways. And we pray for all those in our own church community who have real needs at this time. There are many, Lord, but I'll just lift up Christine and Ron and their family, Anyo, Mick Baxter, and Margaret Pye, and any others that are known to us this morning. As a few of us were praying before the service this morning, we had a picture, and it was a picture of a very young oak tree in the stages of growing. And we felt that it represented small beginnings for something great to grow, and I believe that's very appropriate this morning for Zion. We mustn't despise small beginnings. Trees have many branches, some of them strong, and we're all connected by those strong branches, but with the same root system. And I pray that each of us, Lord, might be deeply rooted in you. In your precious name, amen.
Well, if you were on a flight now, they'd say, fasten your seatbelts, we're just coming into land. So we've got 10 minutes to go, and then it's time for some lunch. Anybody hungry yet? Good. By the way, just a little housekeeping thing. Those of you on the back two rows, not only are they the cheap seats there, but they're the ones that have to be vacated first, just so we can put some tables up. So if you can just move reasonably quickly at the end of the service. That will help us in terms of getting the food up and running and before the bun fight starts. Where's Sam gone? Has he disappeared? Hey? He's with the kids. That's fine. We can cope with that. Well, look, it's been great to see you all. And it's, you know, for Linda and I, who've lived next door to this lovely family for a long time, it's nice, it's a real privilege to be able to share in this service this morning. And it's exciting, really, to think, isn't it, as we see Zion grow up over these next few years, what he will become. Maybe he'll be a nice singer, great singer like Grace. Grace has got a lovely voice. Maybe he'll be a reasonable football player like Sam. Or an engineer, we don't know. I don't know. Would he want to be an engineer, Sam? I don't know. If he wants him to grow up like that. But anyway, it'd be exciting to see. But certainly, we've prayed over him this morning that he would have that spirit of wisdom. And we want to see that develop and grow him. And it's great to see everyone here joining with the family today. I think everybody here is here today, apart from Peppa Pig. I've not seen, has anybody seen Peppa Pig today at all? No. Some of you looking at me thinking, who's Peppa Pig? That means you have not been connected to young children in recent times. Peppa Pig is the thing to, well, along with, what's those dog thing calls again? Paw Patrol. Along with Paw Patrol, you know, it's the in thing at the moment to be. Now, I don't know whether I'm a bit unusual, but I lie in bed at night thinking about Peppa Pig. And does anybody else, you know, when you watch the program and you see they leave home in the car and they arrive at the shop or the library, you think, blow me, that's a steep hill to leave the car. Does anybody else think that? You think they must have a seriously good handbrake on that car just to be able to keep at that angle. Next time you see the program, have a little look. You'll know what I'm talking about there. And you need to be able to trust in that handbrake on Peppa Pig. And this morning, one of the things I just want to focus on for these last 5 or 10 minutes is this whole concept of trust. It comes into our reading. It comes into that great psalm that we read today, Psalm 125, and talking about trusting in God. And I want us just to think for a minute about where we place our own trust. Some of us, you know, whether we are being honest with ourselves or not, we trust in our own intellect. We think we know best about things, don't we? And because of our education, because of our background, we think we've got it sorted. And we trust and we in that. And there's obviously a place for doing that. I'm not saying that's a wrong thing, but it's not the only thing we need to trust in. Some of us trust in our bank accounts. You know, if we've just got enough money in the bank account or we've got this fund available, you know, we can sort of sit back and think, you know, well, I'm okay. I'm okay for the next 5 or 10 years. I can trust in that. Some of us just are dependent and trust in our friends and family and relationships. And I suppose all of us, if we went around and said, what kind of things do we trust in? We'd have perhaps a different raft of things. I was reflecting upon this whole idea of trust and came across in my wallet, I don't know why it was in my wallet, a $1 bill. Now, I don't know whether you've ever looked very closely at the $1 bill. Does anybody know whose face is on it, by the way? Peppa Pig is not on the $1 bill. If you've got one of those, I was going to say, well, two things. One, it's probably worth quite a lot of money. And two, you won't be able to exchange it for anything in Trump land. Does anybody know who's on, shout out, who's on the $1 bill? George Washington. Yeah, do you know who's on the $5 bill? Lincoln's on there. Very good. Excellent. Now, when you look on the back, I don't know whether you've ever realized this, but on the back in big letters on the American currency, it says, in God we trust. You ever noticed that? I don't know whether you've ever had access to American currency before. But this is the bizarre thing, that since 1962, it is illegal in state schools, not in private schools in America, but in state-sponsored schools in America since 1962, it is illegal, it's against the law to have any kind of religious services or to pray. Now, how bizarre is that when on your national currency you say, in God we trust? Do you not find that a bit strange? There are other countries as well who forbid That Canada's one. France is another one. It's illegal. It's against the law in those countries to pray in schools, in the state schools anyway. Thankfully, it is still legal in our country. And Saudi Arabia is another one where you can pray. And a variety of other countries, obviously, throughout the world. But, yeah, in God we trust. Of course, it comes from passages like Psalm 125, which Sam read to us this morning. Let me just remind you, this is from the Passion version of the Bible. And Psalm 125, by the way, these psalms, of course, the psalms are all songs. It's a great song book. But particularly these psalms from 120 through to 135, they're special psalms. They're psalms and songs that were written for the people as they went up to Mount Zion, as they came into Jerusalem from all over the country for different festivals and occasions and special things, special events. They would sing these songs. They're sometimes called songs of ascent as they went up to Mount Zion. My version says a song of stairway. It's the same idea. And these are those first two verses that Sam read to us a little bit early on. Those who trust in the Lord are as unshakable and as unmovable as mighty Mount Zion. Just as the mountains surround Jerusalem, and it was interesting, Alex's little reading from Jonah was talking, he mentioned a few times the word there, the surrounding of God around your lives, around Jonah's life and around our lives. This idea of encompassing and keeping safe and secure, which was in that passage from Jonah there. It's the same thing here. Just as the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord's, I like this expression, the Lord's wrap around presence surrounds his people. That's nice, isn't it? The Lord's wrap around presence surrounds his people. In God we trust. Trust in the Lord. I better pick my notes up, otherwise we'll be here till Christmas, won't we? Let's just stop. Let's be honest, just as we come on this special day. Who are we trusting in today? Do we have that self-reliance? Are we just always looking as if we know best all the time? Or do us here as a community and as individuals have that basic innate trust in a supreme being that we call God? Back in these days, I suppose, you see, if you go back in time a couple of thousand years, 3,000 years to this period of time, there were hundreds of gods in society. Hundreds of different gods. So when this group, this tribe here of people said, in the Lord we trust, what were they actually meaning by that? Which God were they actually trusting in? It's an interesting question, isn't it? And that's why the Old Testament is so important to us, because what we see there throughout the whole story of the Old Testament is how this God that became known as Yahweh, as the Lord, gradually revealed himself through Abraham and Isaac and all this small nation that gradually grew called Israel. What kind of God he was like. And of course, ultimately, we get to that place where God so loved the world that he gave his son, and Jesus came. And the reason why, as Christians here in our community, we can say in God we trust is because it's not just any old God. It's not just, you know, some vague kind of supreme being that's out there who's a bit fuzzy-wuzzy and we're not quite sure. The God who we love and we serve and we trust in here is called Jesus, isn't it? You know, in Jesus we trust. Remember, he was the one who in Luke was speaking to his disciples and talking about how to live their lives in Luke chapter 7. He comes up with this famous little story that many of us, I suppose, remember from childhood days, where he talks about a man who wants to build his life and he wants to build his house and he wants to build his future. And he talks about what he's building on. And he describes this story where somebody builds their house on some rock. And somebody builds their house on some sand. And the storms and the winds and the rain, just as we've seen the last few days. And if we use that kind of picture, storms and wind and rains come in our lives in many, many different shapes and forms. Sometimes through broken relationships, sometimes through you know, losing your job, sometimes through serious illness. All of these things come, and it's really crucial at those times that we know where our foundations are, what we're building our lives and our futures on. And Jesus said, he said these things in Luke chapter 7. I think it was chapter 7. Let me just find here. You know, like in a book, you know where it is on the page, and then it suddenly disappears. No, it wasn't Matthew 7. It could have been Matthew 7. Let's just have a quick look. I know it was Luke 7:24. I've got it written down here. Where am I? It doesn't matter. My eyes are going. Is anybody else getting to that age where glasses are no use anymore? And you have to kind of keep taking them off and look. It's terrible. When me and Steve are building this Narnia thing, every time I put a screw in, let me paraphrase. Jesus says, look, if you listen to my words and you put them into practice, you will be like that man who builds his house on rock. It doesn't matter what comes into your life will be secure in my love. Let's pray today, as we've done already, that Grace and Sam and Zion and Phoebe and the rest of the family, they just continue to build. I know they've built so much of their lives on that rock already, and that's why it's such an exciting thing to be part of this morning. But let's pray that all of us would think carefully about what we're building our lives on. Jesus also said, didn't he, talking about money and things, you know, you can gain the whole world, but if you lose your soul, that's a desperate place to be. It's really important what we're building our lives on. Let's build them on the rock of Jesus. What he said, what he did, how he loves us, and we won't go far wrong, will we? What a lovely time we've had this morning. Have you enjoyed it this morning? Maybe this is a bit unusual for some of you coming into a place like this. We're not that strange. Please chat to us and mingle with us and enjoy lunch together with us as we go.